Good morning. I've just come off the phone after a long conversation with a gentleman who called me seeking some advice because his daughter has just been diagnosed with dyslexia and other learning needs at the age of 18. And the father who called me has been absolutely distraught by the findings he's uncovered over this last few weeks as he's gone on this journey to understand what has gone on in his daughter's life over 14 years of education. I am struck by how devastating this has been to this man and his wife and to their family. And it is quite distressing to think that it is still possible, despite all the legislation, despite significant educational policy, innovation and upheaval, for schools to have children going through their doors for so many years with special educational needs that are not shared or disclosed with parents, with those who really should be involved right from the outset. I could see, as we chatted, this gentleman had a host of discontent, one after another, and I think just needed somebody to listen to him, really. And after a very long conversation, we came to a point where I could offer some advice and put some thoughts down and suggestions for him, which I'm also adding as an email, to help him move forward and also to help him contain some of that frustration so that it does not now consume the next so many years of his life. Very sad to hear him say that he had been told so often that his daughter was lazy, needed to buck up her ideas, needed to get a move on, that it was all her own fault that she wasn't reading, wasn't able to write, wasn't coping well at primary school and at secondary. And I can only imagine the shock when he, you know, discovered extensive records of his daughter's special needs going back to the age of 7. Horrendous, really. And I guess I'm just putting these thoughts down to Audioboo as a marker, really. It's a sad day because I always hope that there is much good progress in education and in special needs. And I always have this faith that really at heart, parents and young people are being served well and their needs met, despite my many reservations. Today's phone call, out of the blue, is a reminder of what my work is about and what my life purpose is about. The opportunities I get to speak, whether it's at conferences, to deliver training, to go to symposiums, are that opportunity to say, without a bias to any organisation, to any particular political view, what is the reality today for young people who experience special educational needs? I think, sadly, the reality is still many, many years of blighted lives and troubled families and disadvantaged young people. Bye.